Hi, everyone. Alex Smith here with your 360 update presented by Sports Authority. Just 5 days from now, the Eagles will be across the street at Lincoln Financial Field as they host their preseason opener against the Indianapolis Colts. As for today, it was head coach Chip Kelly kicking things off by speaking about the recent injury to cornerback Jacory Shepard.
You first and foremost, you just feel so bad for him because he's worked so hard and had invested so much into this. Great young man. You know, it was tough talking to him yesterday. He got his MRI in the morning and then came back. And I just got in there right after Chris had told him what the outcome was. But, you know, just one of those freak things. His foot was planted kind of a little bit awkwardly when you see the tape and when the contact happened, and it went. So feel for him. He's going to get operated on. He'll be with us. You know, we'll put him on injured reserve, and he'll stay with us for the entire year. We'll get him in all the meetings and get him up to speed in terms of what we are. Hopefully, as we talk to him about, he won't use this as a rookie year, and that next year won't be his rookie year. This will be it. He'll learn everything he needs to learn from a mental standpoint, and we'll start the rehab as soon as possible with him. So,
with Shepard being sidelined, that gives others the opportunity to step up in the Eagles' defense, including Jalen Watkins, E.J. Biggers, and Eric Rowe, a group that Chip Kelly has seen a lot out of to this point.
We're going to rotate a lot of guys in there. Watkins will be in there. Eric Rowe will be in there. Biggers will be in there. And then we all know that we have Walter and Malcolm, but we had already planned for the first 2 weeks of just using corners in there anyway. So we'll make an adjustment if need be after this Colt week.
We caught up with E.J. Biggers after practice, who said that this injury to Shepard doesn't change much for him as he keeps the same mentality moving forward.
I don't see it as an opportunity because, like you said, we're all trying to get better each and every day. I mean, Jacory, I mean, we had guys talking to him every day. I was one of the guys always talking to him. And when he's in, I mean, we're all rooting for each other. I mean, it's like I said, it's not like I don't want to say it's an opportunity because you never want to see anybody go down like that, and especially a younger guy. So, like I said, I'm talking to him every day, whatever he needs. I tell him, just call me, holler at me, whatever you need. So, like I said, I don't think it's an opportunity. But, I mean, we know this game. It's always the next man up and next guy got to be ready. You're always one play away from playing or starting or one play away from not being on the field. So, I mean, he understands that, and we talk to him about it. And like I said, we're all just trying to help this team win in any way we can. He's doing the same thing as he's doing his rehab.
As for rookie Eric Rowe, he's taking things in stride as he's willing to do whatever it takes to make this Eagles defense better.
Yeah, you have more help. You have more backer help, more safety help inside, but it's a lot more running. You got to run with the motions. You know, now they got new route concepts that, you know, I got to study now. But other than that, it's not much of a difference when it comes to man.
Meanwhile, on the offensive side of the ball, it's clear to see the connection between quarterback Sam Bradford and wide receiver Jordan Matthews, as they've been quite the pair to this point in camp.
Man, he's got great range. You know, a guy that big typically doesn't play in the slot. And the fact that we use him in the slot, I think, is really advantageous to us. You know, it makes it really easy on the quarterback. You know, just to have, you know, a tight end and Jordan running down the seams or running down the middle of the field, you know, those are big bodies, long targets that you can throw to. You know, he's made some catches, you know, this past week that have been pretty impressive.
You know, like I said, I think I've seen the talent from the very beginning. You know, I think chemistry is one of those things that can be built, but I think we have a lot of guys who are accountable and to do their jobs. And then on top of that, are great athletes. All that stuff comes so much quicker. You know, like I said, if Sam's a great passer, he could put the ball at 33 on the sideline, and Coop knows to be at 33 yards at the right time, the chemistry is going to be like that the first day. You know, and we got guys like that on this team that are going to be accountable, that are going to do their jobs, and have the talent to go out there and make plays. So I think we've definitely gotten better as a unit. But like I said, I think a lot of that chemistry, you know, was already there, and it's just going to continue to move forward even faster.
During today's practice, the Eagles also announced the addition of cornerback Mark Anthony to help bolster the team's secondary depth. Finally, one injury note from today, linebacker Kiko Alonso still not on the field quite yet as he goes through the NFL's concussion protocol. For continuing coverage of Eagles training camp, be sure to keep it right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.